USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Devin Gielman, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, is challenging a subpoena to appear before a congressional committee to discuss terrorism threats to the United States on the day before he's set to leave office. McKeelman sent a letter to House Homeland Security Chairman Bernie Thompson saying he was surprised and disappointed to get the subpoena a day earlier. McKeelman has suggested that the department's top intelligence officer be the one to testify. Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi, is holding the hearing on October 30th on terrorist threats facing the country. McKeelman is set to leave the job on October 31st after 6 months in the position. He took over after Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen quit. No replacement has been named to the department, which has seen its top ranks decimated through firings and resignations over the past year. The acting DHS secretary is the head of the Transportation and Security Administration. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing the early frontrunner Amazon, whose participation drew criticism from the president. Bidding for the huge project known as the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, pitted leading tech titans Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and IBM against one another. The giant contract has attracted more attention than most. Giant Tech's Oracle and IBM pushed back with their own bids, but also formally protested the bidding process last year. Oracle went as far as challenging the process in federal court, but lost. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specification. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The life of a legendary Maryland congressman was celebrated, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
At a Baltimore church this morning.
Let us acknowledge that God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah E. Cummings.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi eulogizing the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at 68.
Master of the House, may he rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Thank you all.
Also speaking at the funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A wildfire in California wine country that may have been caused by a high-voltage transmission line called into question Pacific Gas and Electric's strategy of selectively cutting off power in windy weather to prevent blazes, and could force it to resort to even bigger blackouts affecting millions this weekend. Governor Gavin Newsom said, "We will hold them into account." Twice over the last 2 weeks, PG&E has cut power to large areas of northern and central California to reduce the risk of its equipment sparking fires. Nearly 2 million people lost electricity earlier this month, and then 500,000 earlier this week. PG&E's decision to shut down distribution lines but not long-distance transmission lines may have backfired when a blaze erupted near the Sonoma County wine country town of Geyserville. The fire burned at least 49 buildings and 34 square miles, as well as prompting evacuation orders for over 2,000 people. No serious injuries were reported. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.